We're listening to Mrs. Stella Oliver, who is 75 years old, and I believe you come from Cary, Maine, don't you?
Well, originally from Amherst where I was born, but I live up in Cary now.
And you're a twin, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
My sakes, your sister does look exactly like you.
And she's lovely.
Oh, well. Were your people settlers in the county, early settlers in the county?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Down in Amity?
Down in Amity. They were born there and stayed there and lived on.
Where'd your grandparents come from then?
Down that way.
Where'd they come from to begin with?
I wouldn't know.
Were they English or... what was your maiden name?
My name was Williams.
Williams. There are a lot of Williamses around. Yeah. Hodgson, right,
Williams
too.
Was my father. Mary Farrah was my mother.
Yeah. But those names are old names down in Amity.
Oh, yes, my mother's been over, she's been a lot over 100 and something.
Well, and as far as you know, your grandparents lived down around there too.
Yeah.
Were they born down there?
Yeah, they were all born down there. I guess they, some of them were first settlers.
They were in the early settlers. Well, I wondered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did they, what did your father do?
Farm.
He was a farmer. Were they all farmers?
Yeah, my grandfather, I think, was too.
Yeah.
He kept the old place and kept it on going. And then the son took it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the grandson's got it.
Do you live in the homestead?
No, no, I don't live there with them. I moved to Cary.
Yeah.
Well, Westford Hills where I lived first, and I moved up to Cary.
Yeah.
And then from there up to Hodgson. I lived for 29 years to Hodgson. And then I sold my farm and moved up to Cary and fixed a house up there.
Does any of the family still live in the homestead? Is there a... No, I mean in the old family home.
No.
In Amity.
No,
no.
They discontinued it because my brother died. He was 86. 86 he died, and his wife moved to Hodgson. She was a lot younger than me, so she moved into town.
No, it'd be pretty hard by yourself out there, you know, through the winters.
Anyway.
No, no.
I just thought that because my son had this place, and we sold off our own.
I heard that you had spent some years as a cook in a lumber camp. How many years did you do that?
I was in 26 winters,
yeah.
And 4 or 5 summers.
How did you happen to do it?
Well, my husband was operators in the woods, took jobs.
And you went in to cook for his
cook.
Crew, huh?
Yep.
Well.
My first man.
This was a local operation then, was it down around?
He started out first for George Benn in Hoyt. He operated under him first, and then he thought if he could make money for him, he'd make it for himself.
So. That's a good idea. Do you know about what year it was when you first did go into the woods?
Yes, I know, because I was married in 16, and I went to woods in 1917.
You had a family, didn't you?
Well, I didn't have any after I was in there and then come out. Yeah, I had 5 children.
Some of them
I took to woods, and, you know, and learned from their lessons right in the woods.
You taught them yourself?
Yes.
Huh?
They'd let you do that then, they want now, and they grade it just the same.
Well, now, when you went into the woods, about what time of the year would you go in?
November.
November, and when would you come out?
Oh, probably come out in March or April. March, anyway.
Sure, that was right straight through the school season, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, did they have schools in the summer sometimes in Amity?
No.
Some places in the county they did, because so many children did go with their people.
They didn't.
How many men would there be in the crew?
Well, the first winter I cooked, there was 25, and my sister went in and helped me some. She was in the Rowley Siemens, that was my sister's man, went in just to work for my husband, and we built a camp, and then we went over and cooked over at the other place.
In the regular cookhouse?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get your provisions in?
I toted myself for all the winters.
You did?
I had a horse in there, my husband worked in the crew, and I'd go up to Lex Dale's, that's old Mr. Dale, was his father, had a horse in the corner, and I'd ride out and coat. Now I'll tell you one time what happened. And my husband says to me this morning, it's quite cold, don't you take those 2 kids to start out to the country, or going out and get beef out to the neighbor. Well, I ain't seen the clearing for so long, and I'm going. He says, don't you go. He says, that old toboggan, he says, isn't very safe for you. And I get out, about halfway from the camp, and the bottom fell out. And I had put the kids, one of them on my horse's back, and lugged the other one to camp. One was one, and the other was three.
Through deep snow.
And I nearly died, and I stood coming back to camp. I walked up the clearing just the same. And this man out there was one of us had the beef. He took the double T and brought me back and the kids. But you know, I was exhausted when I got there.
Did you usually travel with snowshoes on your day or
no,
two?
No, I always put up with the fun of that toboggan that he had. But
you never carried snowshoes for insurance,
no,
huh?
Never.
Well, did you get the beef back that day?
Yes, the man brought it back and brought the horses and brought me back on the double T.
How often would you go out through the winter? Was it a
week? Oh, we went every week.
You did. Well, then your supplies were really quite fresh.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me the kind of meals that you cooked for these men.
Oh, we'd have in the morning, we'd have bacon and eggs, and then we always have these corned beans because they love beans. I'd cook two batches of biscuits for the crew, and I only had about 15. And then after that, why, I'd cook another batch, send out the woods. We sent the beans to the woods.
Oh, for kind of a snack? During...
No, right for the dinner.
Oh.
And then at night, I'd have roast. Beef or roast pork and vegetables and dressing and cake and cookies and everything like that.
You handled all that cooking?
I handled all that stuff.
Did you ever have any moose?
No.
Did you ever eat moose?
Yes, I ate it.
Well, I wondered if maybe...
Not in there.
No, no. Did you have much venison or anything? Did the men bring in any game at all?
Hardly ever. I think that my husband got one in the fall. And you can't have that at the camp, you know. They wouldn't allow them to the camp.
Oh.
You'd get fined.
Oh, you mean after the hunting season?
Yeah. Well, even in the hunting season, you can't have them camp. You can't have any venison in the camp.
For heaven's sake, now why? I never heard that before.
No, you can't. You did, you get fined.
Mm. Yeah. Did they do any partridge shooting? Did they,
yes, the men went out and shoot some partridges. Yeah. I went one that thought I'd shoot the three small. I took a 22 and went out and I couldn't shoot one of them out in her fall. But that was a 40-foot man who worked for us. He picked them right off just quickly to me, you know. But to shoot them right up on my head, I couldn't. I was young and I could do that.
Was that the only try you took at it?
Yeah.
You never tried again?
Never tried again.
You really thought you could just do it without learning?
I thought I could right up and just look up there and just step one of them, but I didn't.
Oh, isn't that
tough? Oh, that was a good old time. But one wonder, that was the last time I was in, I think it was 8 years ago, 82. I took my treadle sewing machine, I had electric home, but I took that in and I made 6 foot, and I got one exercise cooking for, well, they probably 12 or something, or 10 or 12. And I made 6 quilts. Some of them were patchwork and the others were just pads. That one. See, I'd send them off, they'd go, they get up at 4 o'clock, and I'd get the dinner, get up their breakfast and get them out. And I wouldn't see them again before 4 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Well, I had all that time. I had a lot of cooking done. I just watched my roast, my beans and things, and I said, now I'm sold.
This was only 8 or 9 years ago,
it was 9 years ago, since the last time
it was the last time you were in. Of course, you have...
We camped all over Letter A.
Yeah.
Every place down in there is why we've been camping. That's why we camp most of the time. Beaver Brook one year, but most of the time we go down in the Haynesville woods.
When you moved around from place to place, did they have to build a cookhouse for you every time?
Well, on different lots they did. They always built them themselves.
Yeah.
The cool men and my husband's children.
And then you lived in your own little...
Yeah, I lived in the cook room.
In the cook room.
They had a men's part, they called it.
Yes.
And one other time, the last time, I mean, we had a great long one, and it put up a, you know, boards instead of the long.
Yes.
Put up a board. And the men's part right on the other side, just had the notch way through, you know?
Yes.
So right on the other side of us, and we had a cook room, and so they come in and meet, and then they go.
Of course, you probably had to stay fairly near that cook room, so they wouldn't get into some of your supplies, wouldn't you? I mean,
but all, we had mostly local, and there was none of them that we frightened
of
or anything.
Oh,
all local
people. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, now 8 or 9 years ago when you were in, did you have electricity then?
No. We never had it in the woods. We had gas lanterns.
Yeah. And what did you cook with?
Cooked on
wood.
Wood stove.
Just the same as you did years ago.
Yeah,
huh?
Just the old, like the old time.
I would have thought that the line.
And the nicest water in there.
Oh, yeah.
The soft water, but just cold spring water.
Yes.
The nicest distance.
Yeah.
And they come in the clearing one time, some of my folks and the neighbors. And I had just like you'd have right out home, because it was a camp, you'd set stuff out just long enough for it to cool. I had whipped cream cakes and I had all kinds of salads. And they was coming in back again later, and they come a big snowstorm, they never get in again.
Oh, and you had all that food ready.
Yeah, well, yes. They knew when that big storm come, they couldn't get through. It was only a mile, that was only a mile from the road, but they couldn't get through there. One time I wanted to come out, and I had to come on a dray, they called it. Ride on a dray out to get off the truck.
Well, and you, that was with a horse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Get up with a horse and get on a dray.
Well, were there some of those winters when you were not able to get out to the store, to Vail store, for quite a while because of the weather?
Well, yeah. We'd always have enough in if we didn't get out.
Yes.
And most of it, we went out every week because we wanted to go to town.
Yeah, you wanted to go and
get out and see the country.
Yes. Well, you weren't that far away.
No,
either,
and see, now you're younger then, and I just loved to do it, and I had lots of strength.
Yeah.
I had a driving horse, would just clip you, he'd ground them turn, and you just have to hang right on it. When he struck the main turnpike, boy, he could take him, don't you think he couldn't?
Oh, my.
So, well, we had more fun with that horse. My husband used to go out on the main road, but Roy lived in some of them also, they trotted his horses out on the main road.
Yeah.
And he used to bet, you know, he wanted to get right on one of them pavement where he could go.
Really liked to move,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How long did you have him?
Oh, had him a good many years. And my husband had him shot when I was in the hospital before I got home.
He was getting too old?
Well, they didn't want me to have him, I guess, and get out with him, and then he didn't play home.
Yeah.
They wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
But boy, he was a good horse.
Oh dear, that was your favorite horse.
You
must have had quite a few over the years.
I had one. They worked, you mean, coming down all the west of the hill. Ailing used to say, well, you bend his legs. Dragging up, going up to Cary. We used to take hands go down and I, back and forth.
Yes.
And take our kids and meet
your sister.
Yeah?
Yes.
And we had kids all the same age.
Yes.
And we had a good time.
Now, was she in the camp too? Was she cooking at the same time?
She cooked sometimes. She cooked. She doesn't end many winters.
Mm-hmm.
She's only in 5 or 6 winters. She would say to me, you know, used to fall or whatever. When man be out alone,
yes.
And I could help out, you know, save the money for cooking.
Sure.
And I liked it.
Oh, I think you would,
yeah.
And where you could take the children with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right in with them.
Did the children mind being in there as they got older?
Well, they got a little older. They
yes.
Tried to be big and wanted to stay out and board.
Yes. And did they do that then? They stayed out and board?
Well, I did one winter. I let them stay out.
Yes.
And
how'd that work out?
Well, not too good. His brother stayed to my house, and they got along all right and everything, but they wanted me.
Yeah.
So I moved out quite early.
How many did you have by then?
What kids?
Yes.
I had Elson and Evelyn. Right, I think.
You had three.
And then I had two more after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray was the one that was such a good boy. He stayed with him hard on pole. See, I married twice.
Oh.
First husband. Wasn't Ray's father. He stayed home with me that winter. He was 15, hauled up the pulp, a big lot of pulp.
Yes.
And took the big workhorses. I guess they get $500 for them. One of them died.
Oh.
He had him up too much, hauling up the pulp and drank water. But the kid didn't know it.
Oh, sure.
You know. But he stayed home. He said, let Alston and Evelyn graduate. They had 1 year graduate. I stayed home with you, Mom, and we get that pulp, what we did. And I think the Lord provided for that boy. He went to normal school, he went to high school, went to normal school, and in the Air Force when he was 21. And he came back, lived and come back from there. He's in the 3 years over across the year, flying.
Mm-hmm.
And come back, and then he went to work and finished up his school, got his BS, his master's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on his doctor's now, and he's got a great job in Connecticut.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And that was the boy that gave up school for 1 year to go into the work for you.
Yeah,
for me. Wasn't that
something? He sent me the other day $30, my birthday.
Well,
wonderful.
I guess he is.
They're all good, but they don't have the money that he has.
No, but I think that really is something
yes,
for a boy
is.
With...
He's always good like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he must have been a worker, too.
Yes, he was one of the best workers. I'll tell you what he done one fall. We had potatoes in. That was after his father died. And I went right on the farming just the same, because Ray and Elson was 18. And we put in the crop, land acres. And then Ray had the truck. He'd haul for us, and he'd haul for two of the neighbors that time, and get off and pick, because they're very far into Alton, and get off and pick some.
Hmm.
That's how smart he was.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
He's had quite a career then altogether,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And he's done well for himself.
Yeah. Were the men, in general, fairly easy to get along with after a long time in camp like
that? They liked the cooking, and they dragged my cooking. That poor one old father died. Josh lived up north, so he used to say, that's beautiful, isn't it? I mean, you know.
You
liked anything. Oh, that's just beautiful.
You could keep them happy by putting out
the food. Yes, I seen one of them the other day, the garden dog, she was work for us an awful lot. He said, how are you feeling so far? I said, well, I'll keep going, but I don't feel too good. He said, well, you always kept going. He says, I know that.
That was really, as you said, you were young and you liked it.
I liked it because that's all they know. That's quick, all they know.
Sure.
That time. And wages was $1 a day for me.
I was going to ask you how much. Of course, you didn't get paid at all, did you?
Well, I got money, but I turned it right on taxes on the place.
Well, sure. Yeah. But I mean,
it all went in together.
When you were really kind of pot owner. I mean,
yes, that's right. Yeah.
But they got $1 a day, huh?
I got $1 a day.
And you never had any trouble getting a crew, did you?
No, the ones we had, you select first about every year.
About every year.
Yeah. We'd have some strangers, they'd come and go, but
yeah.
The old fellow stayed right with us once it was with us. And then I had a boy, Wendell, he stayed, he was the main man in the woods, that was my third one.
Uh-huh.
Fourth. And he was a great hand to cut logs and load them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed right with us.
But that was with the board and room. I mean, they
and
had.
And then Alison got married, and I got married. Then after my husband was dead, 5 years first, and we all went into woods together. And my boy went in, the oldest boy, and his wife, and I, and five, my last husband, and we all had good time.
Did your son's wife? Did she cook too?
Oh, she learned to cook, and now wasn't she a beautiful cook? We had to run that winter to get money. You know, from Yerkesy,
yes.
Didn't have much money. That Yerkesy kept the mill up here.
I see.
We was on the road most of the time. He had money for the men and something to do with, you know. And
he was paying for the operation, then, you mean?
Well, he bought what you got.
Yeah.
Like 200,000 logs he bought, and sometimes he couldn't pay too much on them, you know. And so it kept us busy getting enough to pay the men, you know.
Yeah.
She learned to cook, and she's a beautiful cook today. And one of the best workers that you pepper us all.
Well,
my oldest boy's wife.
Look, anybody who goes into the woods like that more than 1 year knows it's going to work.
Yeah, she works now. Works out for everybody, and she's a beautiful housekeeper, a beautiful cook. I don't know how she does the work. I thought I could work, and mm-hmm. I did, but I never could keep up to her the way she goes.
Oh, you probably,
strong,
you probably work just as much and as hard.
But
as well.
I couldn't do the things. I couldn't do the things. She can go pick potatoes. She's in a potato house right now. I didn't do that.
Did you ever pick potatoes?
I went out one time and picked them when I lived on West of Hill in my first marriage and got sick for 4 days.
Oh.
It was my liver getting over. I couldn't do that. And then I went out after that. I had a crew of 13 and I thought, well, they wanted to have a lot get up and I had everything ready for supper. I said, I'll help get that lot up. I picked 19 barrels that afternoon. But I never picked
and them. And that was all. That was
my legs or something. That was not too long ago.
Well, you thought you'd been in pretty good shape, though, after all your activity, wouldn't you?
I know,
but it's
see,
different
I
muscles.
I never did so much of
different
that.
Muscles.
Long one, yeah.
Yes. When you first went into the camps years ago, did you have oxen then, or did you?
No,
just
we had
just
horses. Nice horses.
Yeah. I wondered some of the old camps.
Yeah,
I know
we
they
have two sets of horses, two pairs.
Yeah. You weren't really very far then, actually, from town, were you?
Well, out in Letter A, well, we'd be probably 10 to 15 miles.
Yeah.
When we used to Beaverbrook, we was a long way.
Beaverbrook is.
I didn't talk too much that winter, because it was quite a ways to go.
Yeah.
They took the barrels in there, like barrels of pork,
mm-hmm.
and barrels of this, and barrels of that, and big bags of beans and supplied right up.
Plenty to hold you over, but fresh meat, fresh stuff.
Yeah, well, I buy sides of beef.
Sure. Did you hang them right out in the room?
Yeah, hang them up.
Right in the cook house?
Yeah, they
cold room?
Yeah.
Did you, were there many animals around that used to come and sniff around at your food too?
No. Never seen anything.
Raccoons?
I kept everything covered. We had great big pails and kept covered.
But you
I
didn't?
Know all of us, no.
No. Did you ever see any bear while you were?
No. I haven't. I've been burying, but not in the woods. Not.
You have seen bear when you were burying?
Yes, we've been in the woods and seen bear. You know, come on, it's handy to us. And my niece was with me. She saw two small ones that day. Right up where we could almost step on them. We see where the bushes all are. We could see those bears.
Did you see the mother too?
No,
she just
was
the two little
ones. My niece saw them.
Yeah. These were blueberries?
No, raspberries.
Raspberries. I know that quite often they're over and they get into the blueberries.
Oh, they're awful thick.
They
are. Places we've been to near them, it's awful.
Did you take dogs into camp with you? Did you have a dog?
Yeah, I had
a
dog. Yep. I wondered if that.
But you never had raccoons hanging around or porcupines or
Well, porcupines are sick.
Yeah.
They stayed away from the camp. They put tin on the camp so they couldn't get in. They've destroyed the last camp we had, they say. They've been in. And they've been in and gnawed through and spoiled that nice camp.
Yeah.
It's been good, you know, just a little ways from the rest of the camp, you know.
Yeah.
But I haven't been in to see because I've been able to walk so far.
Yes.
I would win myself, but my husband's kind of coupled up, you know. And he couldn't go with me. If I had someone to go, I could go in walking. And
well, I think you could do almost anything. Yeah, I really do. I think you could cook for the crew right now.
I have to be careful. I always hard for me to keep out of work.
I bet it is.
My heart's hurting a bit today. But
you always have work.
Yeah,
and really
and I make all my clothes, my dresses and everything I got.
Quilts and everything else.
Made quilts and made my house coat, made these dresses. I got even an awful lot of dresses.
Yeah. Do you still use the treadle or do you have an electric one at home?
Yeah, I gave my daughter the other one. The treadle.
Yeah.
I bought that treadle just to take it to the
Take it to the
So
room.
I let her have it.
Did you have a battery radio and things like that when you went in this last time?
Yeah. Had nice lights.
Yeah.
Those gas lights.
In the old times, when you first went in, when you were first married, what did the men do for recreation? What did they do in the evening before they
Well, we had the Carl Bass in there one time. They're great singers.
And the coal bass?
Yes, Guilford and all that much work for us, one winter.
You mean Guilford Coal Bass is here in town now?
Yeah, the four of them was in there one winter.
Four brothers were
they? Mm-hmm. And we had good music then, good singing and everything.
Yeah.
Ted was my cookie that winter. And after he learned to cook, he could, he wouldn't stay once he don't know which to work. That was the youngest one came.
Yes. Yeah.
He's living it. The other ones are dead. Morris is dead and Gil's living.
Yes.
The two families dead.
I know Gil has always sung. I think he sings in the choir here still, but I didn't know there were the four boys that sang.
Oh,
and
they were,
he worked for you through the
woods,
through the winter.
Yeah. They didn't stay too long, but they was in there doing that.
Did any of the men do any whittling or carving and stuff like that for during those?
We used to have, when we first went in, we used to have a man for saws, just to call a saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That's all we done.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be true. When we began to be small, we did some saws to take them out of town.
Of course, you were always able to get into town, too, to replace them. And
yeah, and you know, chainsaws never come into them. Until just recently, I know we used to have big old long cross cuts.
That the two men?
Yeah.
One on each side, yes. Yeah, of course, when you think how long it takes you to use one of those as compared to a chainsaw, huh?
They put a pulp and balls with them.
Yes. Did the men usually take care of their own washing, like their clothes and their laundry and everything? They took care of their own washing, did they?
Yeah. I never washed them, just for my own.
Of course, a lot of the men, anyway.
They washed on the board.
They went in and one suit.
A
lot of the men went in with one suit of clothes on and stayed pretty much in it.
Well, they
were
clean. They had no lice in the camp.
Oh, no.
And I kept my beds clean the floors.
Yeah.
Like, cleaned up. Couldn't wipe, you know, in the men's part. And I have a big rug covered my whole floor.
Oh, I was talking. Asa Logan was telling me about some of his father's experiences, and he said that lice was, that's one of the worst enemies in those camps.
Isn't that all on my
Yeah. Well. That's a fact of life in the camps. He tells about some stranger that came and stayed there for a few days. And when he left the lice behind him.
Yeah.
And the camp had been supported.
They don't have them now.
No.
Supposed to be.
No.
They don't.
Well, of course, the camps today, anyway, most of them have some kind of a generator.
They have to have them inspected, a lot of the camps. They didn't ours, because I was just locally. But not some of the nice camps. They,
oh, yes. Well, and people, it's a lot different.
We just have the old
a lot
stuff.
Yeah, well, you didn't have hot and cold running water anyway.
They had to get right from the spring out.
Do you still use the spring out there now in Kelly, or do you have town water?
No, we have
our own well.
Real well.
Yeah. Is that soft water?
Yes, it's awful soft water.
Oh, you're lucky.
The water is tasting warm.
Water's so awful.
In here in town, I can't drink it.
These people, these men that were in with you those first years, they usually were the same men every year.
About every year. Maybe some changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any big scares? When someone was sick, for instance, you had to get them out of there and the weather was bad?
I took one time. I took indigestion. And I had a boiled enough, you know, with pork, homemade 4 in the morning. And I just tasted that turnip at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I got the cramp in my stomach, and I got, they got me into the hospital about 3 o'clock in the morning. I stayed all the time at camp, and the men, none of the men slept.
Oh.
Because I just mourned and cried and called, just like Costco.
Sure.
So they got me in, and the doctor said I wouldn't have lived for half hour if they hadn't got me there. So that was a... George McCrory worked for us. That's Mildred McCrory works down here to Venice.
Uh-huh.
Her husband
sure.
worked for us. And he took the tea malt and got a mattress to put on. He got me on the bed. I never dressed it. Oh, maybe. And then mother used a knife to a truck. I remember I cried for that year. I was so sick.
So sick, yeah.
I had three or four spells like that, and they took me into the golf line up and they took it. I don't know why.
Well, the fountain was all right.
Well, probably no stones, probably just when them filled up.
Of course, anybody that lived as healthy and rugged a life as you did, you, of course you ate well,
stuff.
Though. Yes.
Yeah, isn't that beans and that stuff?
Well, there was an awful lot of starch and fat, wasn't
there?
But
I was thin at that time.
Yeah.
I weighed about 104, 110.
But of course,
I was fat like
the men really needed that.
Yes,
kind
I had
of food, though.
That.
Though
I had to
yeah.
to work.
Did they, were they able to get out those first winters? Did they always get out to work every day, or some days wasn't
well, some days
it was too bad?
Real stormy, they could.
Real stormy.
They'd strike up in the morning, too stormy, they'd come
they
back.
They'd
come back.
Yeah. Would they sometimes, you remember, the terrible, terrible cold?
Yes, I guess so, but we never felt it in the woods. The boys, some of my husband's brother's boys, they'd come in and operated in there, but they traveled. And they'd come in and say, you're lucky, you're in. I had the skylight up. So I might have the skylight right up.
Sure.
And they said, you're just lucky that you're in the woods this one.
Yeah. Of course, you'd have that stove going naturally
oh,
all
stove,
day
that
long.
That stove,
day
that stove
night.
Was big as this.
Sure.
In the men's part.
Sure.
And it comes right through where it was boarded up. And then we had a big cook stove.
Yeah.
But it's big old fashioned thing.
Oh. But there's nothing cooks like them, is there?
No, we got electric stove, electric everything.
I know, but they don't cook quite the same way.
I like electric stove pretty good. But you know the food, I think, tastes better on wood stove and you let it cook slowly.
Well, there are a lot of things
like bread.
Cooking.
I always cook light bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Light bread?
I always made that.
White raised bread. Yeah.
I do homemade bread. I always make that now, too.
How many loaves did you used to make a day in there?
Oh, I'd probably have six and then...
Each day?
Well, no, I wouldn't make them every day because I'd have biscuits and everything, cornbread and everything in between, you know. But I kept it going.
Do you ever have any trouble with the men drinking your vanilla?
No, I didn't have none. They drank too much. They did. They stayed out and drank and then came back.
Then came back.
Because my husband didn't, neither one of them got it. He'd love that to the beer.
Well, of course, it's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, my first husband was too good. No, you can't work and have that.
No.
So they done that out for the community.
Of course, that is good. I mean, you...
Yeah, they know that they couldn't. They know that was...
Out.
When they went, they know that was out.
Yeah.
Most of them didn't. You know.
Did the men leave the camp quite often and come in town themselves?
Yeah, Saturday night.
They would Saturday night, sure.
They probably went on the truck somewhere with it. Went in, you know, and then they... someone to bring them back.
Actually, that was not a bad camp to work in. You weren't, now some of the men in the north that up around New Sweden and Faroe, they go in and they'd be so far in that they wouldn't get a chance to get out during the season.
Yeah. Well, you wasn't too far back, but
we
had to haul out, you see.
Oh, sure.
Had bulldoze the rods. We had to bulldoze the rods and had ice rods to get out that way. Unless they come a big snowstorm, it was that time that I
had
storm stayed in there. No, we had a lot because they hauled it on trucks.
Yes, yeah. Well, they didn't haul on trucks, did they, when you first used to go
in? No, when we first put in, it was on flats.
Yes.
Land them off the landing, they called it the landing.
Yes.
And horses. I remember that they was bucking each other, all this crew down below us, that's my sister's man, and my husband, they was bucking each other and the crew. And they want to see who could put on the biggest load and take it to land. And Aaron beat him, but he was a long time getting there.
Oh.
Oh, we had big, nice horses.
But he had the heaviest load.
And then I remember Elwood House, it's the biggest load ever put on down at the mill.
Well.
Twice a year.
Yes. They did have kind of a competition then, didn't
they? Oh, yes, they did.
Yes.
They named it.
Sure. Did the men who were cutting down the trees too? Did they ever have competition between, like, split up into two crews and one camp and,
no,
and compete against each other? No.
We all had good men that worked with.
Yes. Yeah.
And my son was the main man in cutting the logs down and seeing the trucks were blown.
Did the men in general bring in their own saws and their own equipment, or did you have to supply them?
Sometimes they did, and other times, most generally, they furnished them. And when they had chainsaws now, the last they had chainsaws was in the last time, they brought chainsaws and brought them in.